Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show, come around with Pat McAfee, Corbin Thunderdome. I am Toe Dix.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, Tony.
Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know, it's kind of overwhelming, all this, the kind of Conference USA, how quickly we went from weekday Conference USA to, holy shit, look at all these major sports.
Well, you're going to put...
Are you downplaying?
CUSA's above those.
Yeah, are you downplaying weekday?
I would tend to agree, but the facts of the matter is...
Are you downplaying?
It's probably 500K people to 2.5 million people.
CUSA?
Yeah. Yeah, just you know.
Are we talking about weekday?
CUSA's getting the ratings tonight.
Yeah, have you looked at the Nielsen numbers?
You're right. No, you're right. You're right, Tony.
CUSA, the NBA does start tonight.
Yeah.
Love that Rangers team.
They're sick. The Garcia cat.
Seen the Astros last night had major, like, Johnny Damon going off at Yankee Stadium vibes for me. In 2004.
No, I get it.
I was there in the upper deck crying.
But Red Sox Yankees was about 30 times.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think in Texas and Houston, like, sure, it is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And Houston has been daddy for a long time. Like, for to the Rangers, that's a massive step.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Huge. Otter, how are we?
Tony, it's like my favorite fucking day. It's like basically Christmas. Let's fucking go, Lakers.
It's got the hoodie on.
Yep, got the hoodie on. We got a hat back here somewhere. Don't really.
You're a fan of the Lakers again?
It's right here.
When the fuck was I ever not a fan of the Lakers?
It's right here.
Last year?
I think I gave up on. I think I did go through a midseason.
Yeah, when they.
Ron wasn't playing.
Yeah, when they got really good when he wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And then he came back and they stunk again.
What are the vibes for the Lakers this year, man?
Like,
Is it championship or bust?
It's always championship.
This is AD's team, right?
Yes, it is AD's fucking team, and AD's winning the MVP this year. Tony, come on.
That's not what you said before the show.
Got to play a fair amount of games.
Man, who did you say is going to be MVP before the show?
Oh, okay. I mean, if you want to talk a betting aspect of this, Jason Tatum plus 750 to win MVP is a great fucking
bet. Who is your long shot?
I do also love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to win MVP. Another fucking long shot. Great bet.
They're both Skims model?
Huh?
Skims model?
Yeah, he is. That's who he was.
Oh, he's a who else is
Nick Bosa?
Nick Bosa.
There's a couple.
How about get a sack?
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah, you got 45 pressures and 2 sacks.
Okay.
Is he sitting out a lot of plays last
night? Get home.
Yeah, maybe stop skimming on.
We lost
the production.
Yeah, none of us. I don't think any of us won.
No.
You know, but Tony, you said it before you made the bet. If I was waking up today with Niners ticket.
I know ill will this morning.
Hats off to the Vikings. They looked good.
They did look good.
They played ball.
Niners didn't look good.
I think Kevin O'Connell can fucking dial it up.
Every once in a while, and now B-Flow is fucking coming into his own. Well, you say what you want about a head coach because he wasn't good as a head coach. Well, he had some games.
No, he wasn't bad.
Well, he's a good DC.
No, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not going to argue that.
What Kirk was doing was remarkable.
What that boy.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
Kirk played well all year.
What he was doing with those passes.
Jordan Addison coming out party.
Guy was Blitnikoff for.
You knew we were fucked.
Now we're going to get.
5 minutes left and with 30 seconds left, you knew we were.
Now we're going to get 95% of the money on Vikings plus one at Green Bay on Sunday.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As it should be.
Oh,
and you know what will happen? The Packers will be down 8 on the opponent's 45-yard line with a 3rd and 15, and Jordan Love will either make a beautiful completion or lose.
Guy's in a tough spot because I feel like he has had the chance in the fourth quarter a few times this year and hasn't got it done. And when Raji got it done all the time, it's a tough look.
Added pressure
when
your predecessor was like batting 98%.
What's going on, Chomps?
Chomps.
I forgot about Chomps.
The Inter Milan Bayern Munich Moneyline Parlay has come home.
Yes.
Thank God.
Arsenal is up 1-0.
How's Ari doing?
He's good. Goals in.
Yeah, he's good.
Real Sociedad double chances tied 0-0 at half. And Lens draw no bet is 0-0 at half.
Okay.
Ari scored today.
Nice.
It's kind of beautiful how it's worked out for both parties.
So far.
He's going to get his little Champions League. We're going to
Yeah, but he would have rather fucking...
Bayern won't win the champs.
Maybe.
No.
Robin's coming back.
Yeah, that would be about what it would take. The course of Robin might do it.
Fucking Phil's coming back, the goalie.
Yeah.
Tottenham needs to lend Baron Van de Van to Mark Holland.
All right, let's do tonight. Let's go in order of importance.
So baseball always goes first.
Yeah.
Game 7 takes precedent.
Oh, baseball is always first.
Okay.
Those are the rules.
Wait, is there a UFC fight tonight? Because we should do that first.
There might be a fight night, to be honest. Call Bill.
Bill! D-backs, Phillies, 170 on the money line. Fat goes against the Ranger.
I mean, this is like Pedro Clemens.
Turns out it is.
It really is. These guys' ERAs in the fucking
Have either of them set up a run?
Maybe one in fucking 30 innings.
Well, yeah, this is going to be a tight affair. It's very tight.
Schilling and Randy Johnson on 2 days rest, both going. I am going to go what has won me money this playoff.
Yeah.
And that's the first five under 4.5 in this game.
Tell you what, I'm going full game moneyline Phils.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. What I'm banking on here is that the 508 start is what killed the Citizens Bank mojo. Love that we're back at 808. You know, we'll be doing the sing-along for that guy's walk-up song, and hopefully everything's right in the world. We'll be very bummed if it is the Diamondbacks Rangers World Series as opposed to the Phillies Rangers.
Okay. Yeah, I agree very much.
And MLB probably.
You think?
Prefer not to have it played.
Yeah, the ratings Texas. When Philly will be in there versus the Rangers versus what? The Diamondbacks? Quite different.
Oh, yeah.
And by order of importance, I meant order of how far we are along in the season.
Yeah, I mean, in game 7 in any sport would take precedent over any other sport.
Yeah, and then would have to say that the pivotal matchup between the Hilltoppers and Liberty Bibberty would rank second.
Bingo, but we're not going to start there.
Okay.
We're going to start New Mexico State versus Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
Did they easily cover for us last week?
Yeah.
New Mexico State?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, they did.
It was a landslide.
They are number 2. Hey. Number 2.
Give me 2.
In the country in yards per rush. Louisiana Tech, 111th. Okay, and stopping the run. There's your difference right there in this game for me, my friends. I will take New Mexico State plus the 3.
Yes, sir. Put me down.
Why are they catching 3?
They were last week, too.
Same story as last week. I'm not overthinking it again. Fucking let it play.
It just stinks to me. I'm sitting it out.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Bruce. Come on, Bruce. Hop on the train.
Let's go to Liberty Bibberty.
There we go.
Yeah.
And Western Kentucky. There is a 4.5. There's 5.5 out there.
4.5?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, is that a uni?
No, that's a MGM, DK, points bet, uni. The only 5.5 is actually at FanDuel Sportsbook. Liberty Bibberty. You know, they did scare us early last week, but they came back. It's a very similar situation here. They run the ball fourth most in the country. They're 8th in yards per rush. 2nd in rushing yards per game. Western Kentucky, 107th against the run. As far as yards per rush, 127th. Giving up rushing yards a game. Liberty Bibberty runs the ball all night.
Yep. Defense forced 3 turnovers last week as well. I think that they keep it rolling.
Lay it.
And I'm laying it as well.
Lay it.
Yep. Yeah, I'll lay 4.5.
Is this team ride, team ride? Team ride in the USA?
Except for Bruce.
No, you stayed
Bruce
away.
Fucking, team ride Bruce won dance USA. With New Mexico.
I've never seen him play. And
I had eyes on New Mexico State last week, and I liked what I saw.
I did a double take. I was like, I think I probably like Louisiana Tech plus 3. But no, they're laying 3, buddy. And for that reason, I'm out.
Okay. All right, so that's college football tonight.
Yep. Good stuff.
Great conference in the USA action.
Yeah, great conference in the USA action. Let's head. We're going to go to the NBA because there are 16 NHL games.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. So we'll fucking cook that one later. Was there two NBA games?
Hold the phone.
Oh, God.
Is there two? Am I correct?
Two.
Yeah. Two.
Two. Two NBA games.
Give me Potter. Two.
Hell yeah.
Give me two.
Two. Two. Utah.
Meatball subs. Lakers Nuggets.
Yeah, you want to start there?
Is that that's first game?
Yeah. If we're going chronological,
let's go chronological,
which we always do.
This is for both games.
This is either 4.5.
Oh, this is a parlay.
I parlayed them, but you can take them individually.
This is a 4.5 or a 5-point spread, depending on which book you're shopping at.
Yeah, I would.
Like we're getting a first basket here.
I wish. I'm not doing this first game. I'm staying away because I don't know. Nuggets kind of like the banner night thing. Lakers are pissed about it.
Yes, they are because that coach.
That coach is running his mouth.
That magician, Michael Monroe.
They'll get him back this year.
Talking shit on this show.
Yeah, he was. Back. It was ridiculous. But I took Jokic 14 boards.
Okay.
AD 30 points.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
I think about LeBron assists, not points. And then in the Suns Warriors game, I took Durant 30, Chris Paul 10 assists.
Duh. Oh, revenge game for Chris.
Revenge game for Chris Paul. The amount of assists he's going to have just like...
He shouldn't shoot once.
No. He should pass the ball about 10 feet to his right and left and just let Steph and Clay shoot. Yep. So a lot of easy assists in that one. Durant 30, who knows? Booker, maybe.
Durant's going to get his.
He's going to get his. No Beal, Sean said, so he should score a lot. Jokic, 14 rebounds is the one I'm worried about the most.
2.5 is the line on that one. No sides. You're taking no sides tonight.
No, I'm not taking the sides. I got to see how these teams play.
No sides.
Who knows?
No sides.
Well, actually, you're actually not having any of the main meal. You're eating all sides tonight.
I'm eating all sides. I'm not taking either side. I don't know how these teams are going to be.
You're like, hey, give me some mashed potatoes.
What?
Fucking give me some
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, some stuffing.
Fucking spinach artichoke dip.
Keep the turkey for yourself.
Yeah, save that for maybe tomorrow. Right. The Celtics play.
Okay.
But that's all I got.
Okay, so.
Power down. Oh, B's money line. Power down.
Time out.
Fine. We can talk about it.
I can't remember what the gods play was.
Brad Marchand scored on the third.
The hard leg hit.
Yeah, the leg out. I was like, this is just me.
And who? What was the football one?
Just Jalen Milroe touchdown.
And why did the gods tell you that?
Because
they were both 165.
Yeah, minus 165. Marshall was plus 165, and Saban said we got to keep the ball out of Tennessee's hands, which I thought meant a lot of running.
Do you think maybe the football gods got mad that you put a hockey play in there, and that reason the football leg
thought about
hit.
That?
But the
thought
hockey leg that. Hit.
Yeah, that's they.
The hockey gods liked it.
Yeah,
but the football gods didn't.
They said fuck you for throwing hockey in here.
And I thought the hockey gods were football gods. Gods huh? Well, no, I thought they were cool. Hockey and football, physical sports.
You and I both know the gods of other different factions.
Variations, yep.
They rarely get along.
Yeah, so that's on me. I'm already back in the lap right now.
Okay.
Looking for this.
Just open your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5-1.
They'll speak to you.
Picks Thursday is just around the corner.
Bingo.
Yeah. It is.
And I'll be ready.
2 days away.
Hammer down.
Thank you. Hammer down. Good luck.
Hammer down.
Hey, good luck. Hammer down. We're not done, actually. Potter! Will you send Nick in?
Yo.
Will you send Nick in, please?
Yo.
What?
16 NHL games tonight.
All right, got it.
Thank you. Sorry, I forgot I was talking. He's yelling into the mic.
Yeah. I got something fun to tell him.
Sorry, chat.
I got something fun to tell him after this for tomorrow's game matchup. Yeah, between the Celtics and the Knicks.
Oh, here we go.
Jaylen Brown averages 38 points per game on opening night.
Yeah, but... And he could dribble with his left hand now, too.
I don't know if that's true.
Huh?
Well, I love me some Jaylen Brown, but those videos,
that's just a crazy fact to me. What's his over under? It can't be 38.
No, probably 23. That's just a top of my head guess.
It's fucking gassed up opening night, dude.
Anything else? Fun facts, Bruce?
Well, no, but it is fucking freezing cold back here today. Mitt, what the hell are you doing with this AC unit? Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
He's kind of mailed that in this year, huh?
Yeah he has. Hasn't been mailed in is me shoehorning in bets here really quick. I'm going to go with the first hype boy parlay of the fucking year. Let's go. We're all the way fucking back, dude. We got Anthony Davis 12-plus boards. If that happens, guess what else is probably going to happen? Anthony Davis over 26.5 points. And then guess what's going to happen after that? We're going to have LeBron. Oh, no, wait. LeBron over 26.5. AD over 35.
Come on.
And then the Lakers to win. And that's plus 8,000, Tony.
Jeez.
And then the actual hype boy parlay of the night, which is just one player. And it's not, I'm not taking the Lakers. That's not it. I'm taking Kevin Durant. plus 30 points, and the Suns to win the game.
Yep.
Buck the Warriors. They suck.
Whoa. Wow.
That's my least favorite team, dude. Sorry.
That doesn't mean they suck.
Yeah, they
still
suck.
Sorry,
Buck. Come on,
yeah, sorry, they're old. And guess what? Kevin Durant's coming back with vengeance. It might be a revenge game for CP3. It's also a revenge game for Kevin Durant because people say that he's not good enough to win a championship if he's not on the Warriors. Guess what? Who cares? And then I'm taking the dogs just straight up with the points. So Lakers plus 5 and the Suns plus the 2.5.
Sorry that I almost missed your NBA. My brain got scrambled when Bruce yelled at me for yelling in the microphone, which was my fault. Bruce, do you have any NBA?
Yeah, I am on the Lakers plus the 5.5. You know, this is LeBron's first Super Bowl of the year. The next will probably be Christmas.
Correct.
So who knows how hard he'll try in between tonight and Christmas. But I think he'll be revving to go. And Jokic, you know, you obviously much is made about his offseason not touching a basketball. He does traditionally.
Why do you hate Jokic so much?
Yeah, what is this?
I love
Jokic. I don't know.
He's my Balkan brother. But he plays himself.
Balkan horse brother, too.
Yes, exactly.
You should love this man.
Yeah.
I do love him.
Why are you constantly burying him?
But he plays himself into shape.
Feels like if you saw him in a parking lot in Arizona at a golf course, you just walk right by and won't even say anything.
Well, that would be because I didn't want to mess with his mojo heading into a massive tournament.
By the way, Jaylen Brown's points tomorrow night?
Yeah.
What did I say they would be?
23.5. You nailed it, didn't you?
That's 22.5.
Ooh.
La, 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 give me the over.
Nick.
Yes.
Oh, welcome. I like the Suns. Tony. I like the Suns plus 2.5.
Jesus, terrible job of hosting, Tony.
You're good.
Welcome, are you okay?
Welcome to the studio. Nope, never okay, never will be. But that's just something we got to deal with on our own.
I'm just glad Bruce has recovered from his tirade last week.
What was it about?
I don't remember. He had something very important going on, and he wouldn't pick.
He got caught. He got cut off during his Penn State pick.
Yeah, I got a text from the dog sitter, and then guys threw to me, and then we're making fun of me.
Nick,
and I got mad.
Anthony, an unprecedented night.
It is. There's, I will follow in turn with something unprecedented. I will pick every game.
Okay,
I will pick for every game. Excited to go 2-14. I can't fucking
wait. I just want to say this. You know, 16 games. This can't be a 16-minute segment.
I'm ready to go. This is your show. You're the host. You fucking take responsibility for
it. I fucking will.
Come on.
Let's start.
Run the table.
Leafs, Capitals.
Give me the Leafs.
Ooh.
60-minute money line. I think you can get it at 115. At least that's what it was earlier. Caps just aren't good yet.
Let's parlay all playing great too,
hockey. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's parlay. Something to think about.
Yeah. Thought it was supposed to be 15-minute increments, but that feels like a lie.
Wallet. They staggered them, didn't they?
This one's at 6, the next one's 6:30, and then it's 15-minute increments.
What's wrong with start. That?
Let them get home from
work. I didn't want Bucci to lie to us.
They're dropping the puck.
Ducks are at the... Jesus Christ, Carmine. They're about to drop a puck. Ducks, Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets, minus 150. So the Ducks stink. That's what I'm reading here.
The Ducks do stink. Jackets, young, scrappy team. I like them at home here, so I'm going to take them on the money line at home. Elvis Merzlikins in net for Columbus.
Not Lee.
2-1 on the year, and then we think maybe John Gibson for the Ducks, but he is winless so far.
When are we getting Gibby?
Well, they just locked up Jari long term, so you could probably flush that one down the drain.
Oh, Tony. Yeah.
Okay. Is that skilled defenseman still on the fucking Blue Jackets?
Werenski?
Jones, maybe?
He's in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very good. Seth Jones, the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very skilled
defenseman. Got a big contract from the Blackhawks. Hasn't done much since.
Sabres are at the Senators.
I like the Sens here in this one.
You're going Sabres, against the Sabres?
I am going against the Sabres.
Are they went back-to-back? Back?
Yeah, they're on back-to-back. Sens, good young, scrappy team. They got Josh Norris back, and they got Sanderson on the back end. He can really move the puck. Give me the Sens at home.
Holy shit.
20,000 screaming Caniacs, brother, on the road at the Lightning.
This is a tough one to pick. Carolina has not been great on the road to start the season.
Well, yeah, there's not 20,000 screaming Caniacs behind you, brother.
And Tampa hasn't been much better, but they've been pretty good at home. So I'm going to take the Bolts as a dog at home.
I'm on Canes money line.
Oh!
Yeah, ooh. I love the Canes.
You know who is a good hockey team?
Ooh.
The Devils!
Yeah, and they're taking on the Canadiens, but in... French-speaking Montreal.
On a back-to-back for also La Habitants.
La Habitants. The Habs played last night. Give me the Devils 60-minute money line. I think it's down to 160.
Yeah, I'll join you there.
Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs. Don't look now.
You don't want it.
Stars are in the you big paint can. You don't want it.
Penguins is home dogs against the Dallas Stars.
Fucking Jari just got paid. He's going to want to fucking prove it.
Jari's not playing. Nasty Ned's getting the go.
They benched him.
Pens on a bit of a schneid.
Ned Flanders.
Give me the Stars. Texas hockey money line. Of course. In the paint can.
Yeah, I love that move. Go.
Yeah, it's great.
You know how many times I've picked against the Dallas this
every
year?
Every fucking week.
Listen, won. I'm picking with my brain here, Gumpy.
Boom.
Yeah.
I see the Stars. I see what they're doing. You, what do you guys, 3-0 and 1?
You Pittsburgh boys do this move every time.
3-0 and 1?
Texas hockey money.
Good team.
I actually like the Penguins as a home dog tonight.
Oh!
Bruce. What's this guy's deal?
Fast ice. Sharks. Panthers. Panthers. $2 favorites.
Yeah, Panthers. Another one you got to go 60 minute to get the value on. And even then, it's steep. I think it's 175, but I will take the Florida Panthers at home against the Sharks.
The Lions are on the island. Yeah,
this number is short. -140, Avs, money line.
What if I told you I could give it to you for 135?
Even better.
I would love that even more. Yeah, give me the Avs, money line.
Okay.
Is that Uni?
What?
Is that Uni?
No, that is BetMGM.
Ooh.
We better be smoking crack tonight.
If I'm in Detroit... The only reason I would ever be in Detroit is if I was smoking crack.
Yeah.
One play tonight. Give me the crack.
Nah, Red Wings, money line.
Yeah.
These boys are flying.
I'm taking
these
the wings.
These wings are flying.
Yeah, but they haven't skated on crack
Check
before.
The Kraken's record.
Larkin and DeBrincat are on a bit of a heater right
Check
now.
Check the Kraken's record.
Not walking away from the table on that heater. Give me the wings.
Bees are at the bees.
What the
Bruins 60 minute at the Hawks for me.
Give me Bruins puck line.
Ooh,
it's +105.
Right Ooh, now.
Bees are at the Beehawks. Okay. Speaking of bees, the Blues are in the peg, toughest barn in the fucking line.
Get this game out.
I'm taking the Blues. Blues, big dogs, money, not big, 150, but road dogs here. Give me the Blues, Blues, Blues.
What's up with Binghamton, huh?
Huh?
Binner?
Huh? Guy won a fucking cup. You got something to say about him?
I'm just saying. What's going on? I fucking wouldn't.
He was playing pretty well against Benz. What? He's 2-0-1 with a 960 save percentage.
Guys lost all year.
You want
Bruce's off his ass.
You want John Hamm to come here?
I can leave fucking Binner out of this.
Fucking mushroom stamp your face.
Binner might be back, brother.
I don't bet totals, Tony, but this one's going under.
Guy just buried Binner.
the Coyotes fucking trot down to Minnesota.
Can't do it. Oilers kill the fucking 9-team hockey parlay on Saturday night. I'm done.
Yeah, give me the Wild. Gustafson in net. No Connor McDavid. Jack Campbell in net for the Oilers. No chance. Give me the Wild.
Evander Kane bitching about fucking ice time. It gets ugly in Edmonton right
now. No Jesus. It's Passover.
Mick?
He's out for 2 weeks. That Dude. Is.
Cougars go down into Nashtown.
The game of the night, to be honest.
What? Could be a banger.
Preds are off to a flying start.
Barbecue Bruce has the boys flying.
Could be a banger. I'm going to take a chance here on the Cougars, see if they can capture some of that late season magic early in the year as a road dog.
Cougars just don't like an early puck drop, that's all.
Okay.
Game starts before 6 p.m.
They're
just
done.
Don't do the Cougars.
The Rags are on the road against Jerome Iginla and the Flames. Favorites on the road.
This line's short.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rags here. It worries me. Western Canada trip can be tough for some teams. We'll see how the Rags handle it. I'll give them a shot here going against Markstrom and the Flames.
Calgary's beautiful in October.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Right. Fucking leaves are
changing. New York boys will be happy to get up there.
Good for the last. Short trip from Seattle. The Rags are 0-4 in their last four at Calgary. That ends tonight. Give me the Rangers.
The Yotes are in Tinseltown.
Yeah, this one.
The Yotes are playing puck.
No shit.
I'm Mullet Arena has been buzzing this year.
Those jerseys are
You're taking the Yotes?
I'm taking the Yotes. And it's only because LA, I mean, I know LA is a great defensive team, but they haven't figured out their goaltending situation yet. Give me the Yotes here.
Final game.
Bit of a prayer.
We'll Knights in 60.
The pants. Boom. They're wearing their pants tonight.
Yeah. Knights in 60.
Flyers are actually playing decent puck.
So this is classic Tortorella puck. Okay. Not a very skilled team, but they're going to fight and scratch and claw. He's got the MCPC of
the NHL. He has the boys NHL believing. Yeah.
Like, these guys will believe. They'll play way above their level. It'll wear out at some point.
Hopefully tonight.
I just think Vegas is going to be too good for them tonight. Give me Vegas 60 minute line. I think it's -1.
Okay. Nick, that was awesome.
It's good stuff.
Good luck, boys.
Thank you for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Nick. 6 minutes.
6 minutes?
16 games, 6 minutes.
That's pretty good.
What a
pretty
segment. Good.
Fucking, hey, let's do that more often.
Yeah.
Let's do 16 and six tomorrow.
Just
Nick.
Cut that. Just have that on.
I don't think we've ever gone longer than 6 minutes.
No, the NHL is now doing 16 games off night, 16 games off night, right? That's the schedule?
Frenzy. Frenzy.
Champions.
All of the sports. Wednesday. I like Atletico Madrid, moneyline -105 versus Celtic, Tony. I like AC Milan and Pulisic, double chance versus PSG, Tony.
Hell yeah.
And call me crazy, these Newcastle boys are flying.
Ooh, magpies are flying around.
I'm taking Newcastle moneyline versus Dortmund. I like the big boys. I did it against PSG and they bodied PSG.
Come on.
That's it.
2-1 Arsenal. Lens is unfortunately falling behind.
That's Liverpool. It. Good show, boys.
Bro, that was so many fucking sports.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So bad.
Hey, we're in it now.
We're in it now.
I know.
Hey, we're fucking in it now.
Fucking strap up.
Strap in, Mitt.
Go.
What did you
do? Oh, Real Sociedad just went up. Let's go, boys.
I put my Red Wings on every day before I come to the studio, okay?
You wear Red Wings?
Huh?
You wear Red Wings guy?
Yeah.
What are those?
Steel toe.
That's Scaffolder's choice of boot.
Yeah.
Because it's...
What are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't mind the Coda.
Okay.
But then I got the slippers, the steel-toed slippers by Carhartt.
Oh, well, yeah. It's hard to go wrong with those.
They were very comfortable.
Hard to go wrong.
Yeah, that was kind of...
Sounds like a game changer.
Well, yeah, when you hit your peak at the shipyard on night shift, you had the slip-on Carhartts.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when you knew. That's when you knew you were sticking around a while.
Mitt, it's going to be tough to follow up what we just did, but I'm going to give you a chance.
All right. Well, Tony, anytime you stop trying to get better, you're bound to get worse. Quote, NBA fucking legend, Pat Riley.
Did he take that from the guy that said, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse?
No,
that's NBA fucking legend.
Pat Riley.
Or every Pop Warner coach in the country. Do we get better or worse today?
Pat Riley.
Because you can't say the same.
NBA champion as an owner, coach, and player.
I feel like that's impressive. Stay the same almost every day.
Well, then the rest of us realize that you're getting worse.
Yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.